Lesson 42.
Exercise 3. Listen to the radio program and complete the notes which summarize what the speaker says.
Good evening and welcome to Spotlight, this week's look at the media. Tonight we're going to look at fame. We have Dr. Lindbrow from Florida State University in the studio.
Good evening.
Dr. Lindbrow, you've just written a book called The Price of Fame. Could you tell us why celebrities are so important nowadays?
Well, of course, fame's not just a modern thing. The idea of the celebrity developed with the radio and Hollywood in the 1920s. Sports stars, singers, and above all, film stars like the incredibly famous Rudolph Valentino.
As early as the 1920s?
Yes, but celebrities have become much bigger with today's mass media.
And what are the advantages of fame?
Well, celebrities can get enormous amounts of money from advertising. For example, some footballers and basketball players make millions of dollars from Nike or Adidas adverts.
But the title of your book suggests that fame has a price.
Yes, that's right. Firstly, celebrities find it more and more difficult to hide from the press, especially the paparazzi, the aggressive photographers.
As was the case with Princess Diana.
Sure. And not just the media, but their own fans. John Lennon was murdered by one of his own fans.
Yes, I remember. Terrible.
Yes, it was. And once you're famous, it can be very difficult to be successful all the time. Celebrities suffer from a lot of stress, and many of them seem to die young, like Marilyn Monroe.
And many celebrities seem to lead a fast life. Are they at greater risk?
Perhaps. John Kennedy's son led a fast life, and he was followed everywhere by the press, though he died in an airplane crash, which could happen to anybody. His father, of course, paid the price of political fame.
Tell us, Dr. Lindbrow, what do you think about the suggestion?
Exercise 6. Listen to the discussion between Katie and James and answer the questions in your book.
Hey, Jamie, have you heard about this?
What?
You know Janis Jones, the film star? Well, photographers are following her all the time. Isn't it terrible?
Personally, I think that's her problem. I mean, it seems to me that if you want to be famous, you have to accept all the press and the media.
I completely disagree. Everyone's got a right to some privacy, don't you think?
That's true. But if you sell your stories to the press, you can't complain much.
I'm afraid you're wrong. Nobody's got the right to follow people everywhere. I mean, there are photographers everywhere, outside her house. It's awful. Just because she's got married for the third time.
You may be right, but I think she likes all the attention, all the newspaper articles and TV programs.
Well, in my opinion, this shows the media is getting worse and worse. I mean, look at all these awful American chat shows on TV. They're so bad.
I agree. You're right. There's a lot of rubbish on nowadays.
I think they should control what goes on TV. There's too much violence and sex. All those terrible action films. And even adverts.
I totally agree. It's not very nice. But people seem to want that kind of thing. Personally, I'm against too much control.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you. I'm in favour of some kind of control. I think it's necessary to protect children.
I don't agree. How can you stop people?
Listen again and check your answers.
Hey, Jamie, have you heard about this?
What?
You know Janis Jones, the film star? Well, photographers are following her all the time. Isn't it terrible?
Personally, I think that's her problem. I mean, it seems to me that if you want to be famous, you have to accept all the press and the media.
I completely disagree. Everyone's got a right to some privacy, don't you think?
That's true. But if you sell your stories to the press, you can't complain much.
I'm afraid you're wrong. Nobody's got the right to follow people everywhere. I mean, there are photographers everywhere, outside her house. It's awful. Just because she's got married for the third time.
You may be right, but I think she likes all the attention, all the newspaper articles and TV programs.
Well, in my opinion, this shows the media is getting worse and worse. I mean, look at all these awful American chat shows on TV. They're so bad.
I agree. You're right. There's a lot of rubbish on nowadays.
I think they should control what goes on TV. There's too much violence and sex. All those terrible action films. And even adverts.
I totally agree. It's not very nice. But people seem to want that kind of thing. Personally, I'm against too much control.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you. I'm in favour of some kind of control. I think it's necessary to protect children.
I don't agree. How can you stop people?
Pronunciation. Exercise 4. Listen to 5 sentences from the radio program again. How many words are in each sentence? Contractions count as 2 words. 1.
Tonight we're going to look at fame.
2.
You've just written a book.
3.
Fame's not just a modern thing.
4.
Celebrities have become much bigger with today's mass media.
5.
What are the advantages of fame?
Listen again and write down all the words. Which important words are stressed? Repeat the sentences. 1.
Tonight we're going to look at fame.
2.
You've just written a book.
3.
Fame's not just a modern thing.
4.
Celebrities have become much bigger with today's mass media.
5.
What are the advantages of fame?